Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're continuing our examination of Hebrews, and we're checking a couple of cross-references out because of what we've encountered in the fifth chapter of Hebrews. And I've read it a couple times before, but it's talking about how Jesus is the great high priest. And in verse 5 of the fifth chapter, it is stated, "Just as he says also in another passage, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek." And you went, "Oh, yeah, I remember in the last episode we went over and checked out a little bit about Melchizedek." He's mentioned a couple times in the Old Testament. So let me go back and read the Genesis passage that we covered in the previous episode, to where it sort of sets our mind where we're going. So this is Genesis chapter 14, verse 17. "Then after his return," this is speaking of Abram, "after his return from the defeat of Chedorlaomer and the kings who were with him, the king of Sodom went out to meet him at the Valley Sheveh," that is, the king's valley, verse 18. "And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. Now he was a priest of God Most High." And again, notice that Melchizedek, and we're going to learn more about him as we go through Hebrews, so fear not. Melchizedek was the king of Salem, the king of Salem. "And he brought out bread and wine to Abram." And then it's also stated that he, Melchizedek, was a priest of God Most High. And as I mentioned before, this is long before the Mosaic Law was brought into the picture, okay? So what does it mean that he was a priest of God? Well, verse 19, "He," that's Melchizedek, "blessed him," that's Abram, "and said, blessed be Abram of God Most High, creator or possessor of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who has delivered your enemies into your hand. He," that's Abram, "gave him a tenth of all." So that's the Genesis passage. Now, I want us to go to Psalms, okay? And it's the, let's see if I can get there real quick, the 110th Psalm. Well, apparently I can't. You ever run into that? Here we go. Sometimes your computer doesn't want to cooperate, right? The 110th Psalm, which is a very, very familiar psalm, certain portions of it. The fourth verse is the one that speaks of Melchizedek. But it's important to hear the totality of the verses before, and really the whole thing is only seven verses long, so I'm going to read the whole psalm. But listen to what's being said here. 110th Psalm, verse 1, a psalm of David. So who wrote it? David. And here's what he says, verse 1. "The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." And sometimes when I reflect upon the Psalms, I'm just sort of amazed by them. David wrote most of them, though not all of them. There's one, at least one or two that Moses wrote, and then other folks wrote some other ones. But when they're writing these Psalms, when it's moving through their spirit and they're expressing it through a pen, and a lot of these psalms were songs, David was writing the song, what were they feeling? What was going through their mind? What were they thinking? And listen to what it says. "The Lord says to my Lord." And both of those Lords right there, if you're just looking at the English translation, are capitalized. Okay? So it's saying, "The Lord, Jehovah, says to my Lord, Adonai." It's two different Hebrew words right there. "But the Lord says to my Lord." And you know, the Jewish leadership of old, they struggle with this. What does it mean? Even to the degree that Jesus used this verse. Okay, Jesus used this verse right here in dealing with the religionists. He asked him one time, he said, "Hey, I've got a question for you. Who was David talking about when he says, the Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your people?" Jesus asked the Jewish leadership that. That's wild, isn't it? Because there was such debate over it. Well, on this side of Calvary, this side of where we are now and having the word and understanding, we know that it's the Father saying to the Lord Jesus Christ, sit at my right hand. Now watch this, verse 2. The Lord will stretch forth your strong scepter from Zion, saying, rule in the midst of your enemies. So the Lord, capital Lord, will stretch forth your, capital your, strong scepter from Zion. So you see this Lord, Lord kind of thing. And that's the reason that the Jewish leadership, prior to the time of Jesus, knew that there was something about this two-God thing, for lack of a better term. Because they could see a Lord here and they could see the Lord here. They knew something was going on here. Verse 3, your people will volunteer freely in the day of your power. In holy array from the womb of the dawn, your youth are to you as the dew. Then verse 4, the Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. Well, who's he speaking to? You know, who's he addressing? Who is he making a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek? You know, I've got the scripture pulled up here on my computer, and at the beginning of the psalm, it has a title at the top of it. These are man-made things. These are not things in the original thing. And the man-made thing says, the Lord gives dominion to the king. Well, just entitling to that guides your mind in a particular direction, okay, which I think is likely incorrect, okay? So is he saying that he's given to the king here, to King David, who was, you know, the king? Was he the king at this time? I don't know when he wrote this psalm. But likely he was king at this time. And is he saying that he's given him that? The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. Or is it the idea of what he says at the beginning here? The Lord says to my Lord. So it's the Lord, the Father, speaking to the Lord Jesus Christ, sit at my right hand. Is that what it is? I think it probably is, because verse 4 seems to reflect what's happening in verse 1. That is, the Lord has sworn, the Father will not change his mind. He's saying to the Son, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. And is that not what we see over in Hebrews? So the Spirit leads the author of Hebrews to pick up this idea right here and include it in Hebrews, in the 5th chapter right there, when he said that Christ didn't glorify himself, okay? In the 5th verse, he said, so also Christ did not glorify himself so as to become a high priest. But he who said to him, the Father who said to the Son, you are my Son today, I have begotten you. Then verse 6, just as he says also in another passage, you are a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. So the writer of Hebrews picks up what's said in the 110th Psalm and interprets that to mean Jesus. Now, the last three verses of the 110th Psalm real quick, verse 5. The Lord is at your right hand. He will shatter kings in the day of his wrath. He will judge among the nations. He will fill them with corpses. He will shatter the chief men over a broad country. He will drink from the brook by the wayside. Therefore, he will lift up his head. So it is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ being a priest forever according to the order of Melchizedek. He stated it through King David in the 110th Psalm. And he says the Lord has sworn this and will not change his mind. That's wild, isn't it? That is sort of crazy. Well, we will have more to learn of Melchizedek as we go through the next few chapters in Hebrews. But my time's out for today. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. Share about these podcasts with other folks. Show them how to get online with a podcast. I know it can be a little complicated. But, you know, download the app for them on their phone or whatever. And I will see you the next episode.